Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket with head coach Jim Schwartz and your host Dan Miller. Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show is brought to you by the 2011 Ford F-150, built Ford Tough. By Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the Detroit Lions. By Labatt, cheer till you're blue. And by Hungry Howie's, the official flavored crust pizza of the Detroit Lions. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lions Review. We are live at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Detroit. We got a great crowd here tonight. Everybody, welcome in Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Anybody see the game on Saturday? That work for anybody? I'm thinking it did. Can they hear me? Are we? They can't hear me. That's why they're... Good to see everybody. We'll get the PA working in here in just a minute. Coach, great to have you here, first of all. Great to have you here in downtown and live at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? To start here, you've done so much to change the culture, change the fortunes, change the way the Detroit Lions are viewed and the way they are in the standings in the NFL. And I thought there was maybe no better example of that than Saturday, because historically that's a game that this franchise maybe doesn't come out and play real well. But you guys not only came out and played well, you took on one of the hottest teams in the NFL, and you dominated.
Well, the stakes were high, obviously. We needed to play well. We needed to, get a win at home that get us into the playoffs. And, you know, I think that the team responded in that way. I think that, the crowd helped us. It was good to be back home. And, you know, those things all aided in getting the win. We played good on offense, we played good on defense, and played good on special teams, and it showed in the final score.
What does it mean to you as a coach and a staff that have all put the work in, that, and you're not done yet, there's a lot of work left to do, but when the stakes were that high, you come up with that type of performance? That says a lot about this football team.
Well, I think that we've been in that situation before this year. We've had some big games. We haven't always responded the way that we did on Saturday. So I think that we've learned from some of those experiences, and every step along the way, we get a little bit more experience, we get a little bit more seasons, we get used to playing in games like that, and that serves us well.
And I thought you put it well, and you've said it before, that there will come a time where a game like that and making the playoffs isn't noteworthy, and well, it's noteworthy, but not necessarily a news event, because other teams make them each and every year, or in 5 and 10 year blocks, things like that. But this was a big step, I would think, for this franchise.
It was a big step. It's not our end goal. We're going to try to keep winning any game that we play. But it was an important step for the organization, important step for the team. Not just to win an important game in December, but to qualify for the playoffs and beat a good team in doing it.
Here's one thing, too. When you look at where you guys are right now, you got one regular season game left. We'll talk about that. You've made the point today. You're playing to win. You're going to the playoffs after that. And this isn't just about making the playoffs. This is about now looking at a 10-5 football team that you look at and you say, you know what? This is a good team. This is a good team that's going to go into the playoffs, and nobody's going to take lightly.
Well, I think that we can get hot as anybody in the league, and I think that we're still, everybody in the league is still a work in progress. There's still things we can improve on. There's still things that that we can do a little bit better. But once you're in, then you have a chance, and I think that that's really the biggest thing with getting in. You've seen teams that have been 6 seeds and 5 seeds win games on the road, be able to get through the playoffs, and like I said, we can match up against anybody in the league. We can get as hot as anybody in the league. And, I think that we proved that, particularly against a good San Diego team.
Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, our guest. We're here on Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe, going back over the 38-10 win over the San Diego Chargers yesterday. And I go back, and I've brought this quote up to you before, and I think it's significant, and I think it said a lot about this franchise. You said last year, when a lot of people were questioning where the Detroit Lions were going, you were, to paraphrase, bullish on the future of this team. Because of number 9, you need to have a quarterback to play in this league. And, man, did he show up. And the offense as a whole, boy, did they do the job on Saturday.
Yeah, it started from the very beginning, going downtown to Calvin on the very first play. But it continued through the game. Matt was real good at using all his playmakers, getting the ball to a lot of different guys. We ran the ball very, very effectively in the game, set up our pass very well. We scored. We got a big lead in the game and, sort of took it out of their offense's hands. quite a bit early. And, you know, we knew how good Matt is. We see him in practice every day. We saw him in training camp. You know, we saw all those different things. You know, our fans didn't get to see enough of him the first couple years. He was, you know, not on the field. He was injured. But that didn't take away from the way we felt about him. We knew he was good. We knew we just needed to keep him on the field. And if we did, we'd be rewarded for it, and we have this year.
What does it do when you have a situation? They come into your house, they defer, they give you the football first, and you not only take the football, but you march down the field and score. Is there a statement early in the game when they do that?
I think the big statement there was they didn't want to play offense with the Ford Field crowd on the first series of the game. And I think that you know, that's a strategy a lot of people take. If they know they're somewhere where the crowd's going to be loud, it's going to be effective. They take the approach of, you know, hey, let's get that ball the first series of the second half when everybody's still coming back from, you know, the restroom or getting another beer or getting another hot dog, whatever it is, and the crowd's generally not as loud. So I think that's every bit as much a compliment to our fans as anything. But when that happens, you do want to make a point and say, hey, look, let's go down and score, go get points right away. And if you do that, then teams are less likely to defer.
I think, you know, we see the vision too in terms of the offense. We know what Stafford can do, we know what Calvin can do, but we're also seeing what those other weapons can do. And you can't just be built around one guy, because they can take one guy away from you. But man, you had guys from Scheffler to Pettigrew to Titus to Nate Burleson to Kevin Smith to Maurice Morris making plays and chipping in, and that's huge, because that ultimately frees up Calvin at some point.
Oh yeah, you know, and number one, you have to have a good plan, and our offensive staff and Scott Linehan do every week. But number two, the quarterback has to make good decisions, and we take care of the ball very well. Don't turn the ball over very often. That's been a big part of our success this year is you know, controlling the football and not turning it over, not being careless. And, you know, no matter how much you want to get the ball to a playmaker like a Calvin, sometimes it doesn't make any sense, and you need other guys to make plays. And when we're moving efficiently, that's the way it looks. Completing 81% of our passes, getting the ball to six, seven different guys, letting them all make plays, and you know, and Calvin can put the dagger in them.
Back to Stafford for just a second. You talked about making the right decisions. Is that really, and I guess ultimately it has to be if you're going to be a top-notch quarterback in this league, is that one of his better assets? He seems to me to be able to survey a defense, understand where he's supposed to go, and make the correct decision. And I don't think you can overstate what that means to a quarterback, because there are plenty of them in this league that don't do that.
Well, he's always been there. I think we've been a work in progress the first couple of years of putting players around him that can make those plays. There was a good example early in that game. We had a pass pattern that was designed basically for Calvin, and he went to Titus Young on the sideline, and that's where the coverage really dictated where you go. Calvin was open, probably would have got 5-6 yards. Titus got 12 or 15, something like that. That's a big step for us, of Matt having the confidence to deliver that football and say, hey, yeah, I can get the ball to Calvin here, but I can also make a bigger play getting it to somebody else. Also the confidence to hand the ball off and not have to do everything himself. I think that, all right, like I said, our run game was very, very efficient. We had 2 lost yardage runs, but, you know, we were very effective at getting the ball moving, particularly in some first down situations, set up our play action game. I think those were all important things for us moving the ball. And like I said, Matt, knowing where to go with it, that's just the beginning. You need to be able to have playmakers that you can have confidence getting the ball to.
And explosive plays as well. Able to move the ball down the field in a blink. That was a big part of yesterday's game, or Saturday's game as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew we needed to. I mean, our defense played well in the game, and we did a good job of limiting San Diego's explosiveness. But, you know, you get against good offenses like that, good quarterbacks like that, Phillip Rivers and Vincent Jackson and Antonio Gates, I mean, guys that can make plays, you need to have the firepower that you can score with them or get the lead and be able to hold on to it. And, you know, that's what we're able to do. It's not just offensively. It affects our defense, affects our special teams.
I thought one of the key moments in that game, they have firepower as well. It's 24-0. They come back. They score 10 unanswered. They get a little bit of momentum off that onside kick. Nice that you held them to a field goal there, but it's still 24-10. You guys get the football back. 9 plays, 80 yards, 4:37 off the clock. It's 31-10. That was a big answer.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest answer of the game, because they did have a little bit of momentum. You know, they had scored a touchdown. You know, we didn't look great on that drive defensively. Then they sort of got the drop on us and got the onside kick. We didn't do a good job of playing that. But holding them to a field goal, and then the offense getting that ball, driving down the field. I think there were a couple of big drives in the game. That was one of them. The other one was when we were backed up on our own 1 or 2 yard line. We were able to get that ball out, move, and get a score off of that. You know, we weren't just trying to, you know, get out of the hole, you know, and punt the ball. We were looking to get out and go score. And, you know, I think those are a couple things the offense did very, very well. I think first three drives, you know, scores. And, you know, again, when you face teams that have a lot of firepower, we're going to face one of them this week in the Green Bay Packers, you have to be able to score on offense.
You know, after all the talk about penalties all year long, and I know that was something that hurt this team from time to time, three penalties in that game. And a lot of people want to call you undisciplined when you make the penalties. There was a lot of discipline involved in that game in which you did not hurt yourself with penalties.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we obviously don't want to get penalized. We never want to be in a situation that, you know, that we put our team in a bad position and something to overcome, particularly the after-the-snap stuff and pre-snap stuff. We still got work to do. We can still improve on those things. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, over the course of the season, I think we have 4 more penalties than our opponents do. And it's less than 5 yards a game difference. You know, it's just sort of the style that we play. There's going to be some penalties that are thrown. It hasn't been hugely disproportionate. And, you know, a couple games it was, you know, particularly the New Orleans game. But, you know, the rest of the time, you know, I think that as long as we're eliminating the after-the-snap penalties and the pre-snap penalties, you know, you can worry a little too much about the penalties during the play and end up being overreacting and being and end up being tentative as a team.
I saw at one point there was a bit of a scrum in there. Did guys go soccer player at one point? Because I saw him come flying out. He kind of got pushed. It looked like he may have embellished looking for the flag. I saw, first of all, when you're as big as him, it takes an awful lot to move him that quickly.
Yeah, he was off balance.
He looked like he was playing for Manchester United or something at that point.
Well, but there was a lot at stake at the game. And, you know, our players were very aware of, you know, this time of year when you're playing in December, you know, in a couple of weeks we'll be in the playoffs. One mistake can send everybody home. And, you know, our players don't want to be the person that does that. And, you know, I think that was a big step of our team. But obviously we played down in New Orleans. You know, an experienced playoff team, an experienced team that's won championships, they reacted a different way in that big game than we did. And I think the next time that came around, this was a big game. This is the definition of a big game, a chance to win, get in the playoffs against a really good team that needed to win to keep their AFC West title hopes alive. If they had beaten us, they were playing this week for the AFC West, which, by the way, we won this year.
Yeah, 4-0, very nice.
AFC West. But, you know, there were a lot of stakes in that game. And like I said, I think our team did a much better job responding this time. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's how you play. It's, you know, and I think that when you score points, when you stop team from scoring points, obviously it'll overshadow the fact if you do have penalties.
Great moment after the game, too. We'll get to the defense and the special teams coming up in just a moment. But before the guys left the field, walking around with the fans, and look, you know, you saw it from afar, and then you've seen it up close. These fans have endured a lot. They've had their heart broken a lot. But, man, they have shown up this year. They've been a factor. And I thought it was a great way to say thank you to the fans and just have the guys kind of walk around the stadium there.
Well, you know, there's a couple of moments that, you know, Detroit needs to celebrate the same as us. I said, you know, there's going to come a time where we don't celebrate qualifying for the playoffs. There's going to come a time where we don't celebrate a Monday night win or, you know, those kind of things. But it wasn't going to be on Saturday. We were going to celebrate that a little bit because, the city deserved it. The fans that have been behind us for so long deserved it. And they've made a difference in the game. So, you know, it was 10 minutes of our time to stay there and to, you know, and to let them know how much we appreciate the crowd and what a difference they've made this year. You know, barring something very unlikely, that'll be the last game we play this year in Ford Field, and we wanted to make that moment last just a little bit longer.
It's great for everybody that puts in an incredible amount of work throughout the season to be rewarded by making the playoffs. A lot of work to do from here, but I think if you've been around here, and I know you know the kind of commitment they've made, to see guys like Dom, to see guys like Jeff Backus, it's tremendous to see them finally get an opportunity to play in a situation like this.
Yeah, those guys have started a lot of games in their career, and, you know, we're a product of all our players. You know, we have some players that are, you know, rookies and some guys that have been here a long time and other guys that are free agents that have come from other teams. You know, there's a certain perspective that, you know, that your team has, and it comes from the experiences of everybody there, and I think that you know, guys like that, they went 0-16. You know, they appreciate that moment, you know, maybe a little bit more than people that, you know, that have qualified for the playoffs and have done a lot. So, you know, I think that having that kind of perspective helps. Those guys have been through an awful lot, and it makes it that much sweeter when we do win.
You guys can hear us now, right? I asked the question earlier. It was a home run. Did you guys see the game on Saturday? Did that work for anybody? I thought that it might. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz out here with us tonight. We appreciate you being here as well. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're live Lions Review from the Hard Rock Cafe downtown.
97-1. Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CoffeeWare Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Okay, look. When gas prices jump, you still gotta work. So suddenly you're cutting back on everything from family vacations to cell phone minutes. Well, here's a thought. How about cutting back on gas? Here's how. The Ford F-150. It's number one in fuel economy, 23 highway miles per gallon. That's the best, so you can get the job done and get a break at the pump. Add to that the most power, most payload, most torque, most towing, and did I mention it gets the best mileage? Yeah, an estimated 23 highway miles per gallon. Yep, that's best in class, and you can only find it in one truck. This is the future. This is the Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Claims based on full-size pickups when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid. EPA estimated 17 city, 23 highway, and 19 combined MPG. Compared to comparable competitive engines. 3.7-liter V6 4x2.
Football season's just around the corner, and it's time to go deep. Deep dish, that is. Cottage Inn, a proud sponsor of the Detroit Football Lions. Right now. Get a large gourmet pizza for only $10.99. Just stop in at any one of our 75 convenient locations and mention you want the Lions special. Cottage Inn, serving you with a smile since 1948.
I'm in with the in crowd. Cottage Inn.
Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1, The Ticket, with head coach Jim Schwartz and your host, Dan Miller.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Lions Review live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Great crowd out here tonight. Nice to look out and see all that Lions gear, huh?
Damn. A lot of people coming in from ice skating.
Great to have you guys down here, and if you're out and about, we'd love to see you tonight. We're on a little bit earlier because Pistons basketball is coming up, and Pistons will open their season tonight, so we will get you there coming up in just a bit. But right now we're talking Lions victory yesterday and looking ahead to the final game against Green Bay coming up in just a bit. I thought another key moment in the game, and it was another milestone for Jason Hanson. You don't want to come up empty on that drive that got you to your 8th, 9th, and 10th points. You go for a long field goal. Jason from 50, his 50th career field goal of 50 yards or more. Nobody's obviously ever done that more often or better in the National Football League, but it was big. You come up empty there, they get good field position, you're still just up one possession.
Yeah, you know, we don't really think about it very much when the game goes on. You know, he gave us a line of where he's confident kicking it from, and once you're inside that line, you don't even think about weighing, you know, well, what happens if he misses? Because Jason's been so consistent, not just this year, but over the course of his career. What was missed a little bit in the game is such an outstanding job that Jason did kicking the ball off. Mm-hmm. His best job all year was driving the ball. You know, they were starting on their 20, and if they did bring it out, they were going to pay for it, and we were doing a good job of getting them down. So, you know, every time you score, you need to be able to put them in bad field position and get a stop on defense, and Jason's the beginning of that, and his kicks were outstanding.
And that is another topic I wanted to hit on you with, is your coverage units, which earlier this year I know was something you felt needed some work. It was something that hurt you at times. You're now heading into, just coming out of as well, big games. You pleased with where they are right now as you head into the final regular season game and then the playoffs? And
coaches are never pleased with where anything is.
Less worried than you were before?
I mean, coaches are, you know, I don't know if we're worried, but, you know, we have done a better job. And I think a lot of that starts with the kicks. Jason has been outstanding with kick location, kick depth. You know, Ben's done a really good job with directional punting, and it's made a big difference for us.
Huge one for Graham, and pinning them back inside the five-yard line on Saturday as well.
Yeah, it turned out to be a great kick, but it really wasn't so much of a great kick. I'll rat him out. He was supposed to kick that ball out of bounds.
So that wasn't an Australian rules football thing?
Well, it was a great kick. I mean, but it wasn't by design. We were trying to get that ball out of bounds because we said when we went on the field, there's only two chances they had to get back in that game, and that was to get a quick touchdown. And they could do that by blocking a kick or returning one for a touchdown. We went to a max protect, and we weren't going to care too much about our coverage because we were trying to get that ball out of bounds. But he did a great job getting it down.
All right.
So sometimes they don't always work exactly the way you draw them up, but the result was good.
So when you tell him to punt it out of bounds, he doesn't do it, but he still pins him on the two when he comes off the field. Is that an attaboy, or
no,
what was that? Or
no,
is that
no,
a what was
no,
that?
No. He there was no attaboys on that one. I mean, again, it's a great, but the thing there was the only thing that could put that game in danger was them getting a quick touchdown, and we wanted to get that ball out of bounds. But Ben's been outstanding with his directional punts, and even that one, he dropped right down on the 1 or 2 yard line, 3 yard line, whatever it was, and you know he's really good at doing that. But at that point of the game, it was more important to just be able to get out of there without them having a chance to do anything on special teams.
Talked about your offense making a statement right away. I thought your defense did as well. They come in, they get a punt from San Diego. San Diego had scored on their opening possession in 7 consecutive games. You guys did not allow them to do that. That got you the ball back. That allowed you to double up that lead.
Yeah, it started off with the screen pass. Justin Durant played an outstanding game. Was really, really all over the place. And it started on that first screen pass. He knifed through, made the tackle. You know, we got good pressure and got you know, off the field on the first third down of the game. And, you know, again, when you have a good offense like that, a good signal caller in Phillip Rivers, you know, all those things make a difference. I think our defense, another thing that maybe goes a little bit unnoticed in the game, our secondary did a very, very good job of disguising their coverages. And Phillip Rivers is a guy that likes to check plays at the line of scrimmage, and we sort of kept him on his heels the whole game, and he was guessing wrong an awful lot. And I think that Amari Spivey and Chris Harris, all our guys in our secondary, did a really, really good job of disguising their coverages.
You know, you look at that game, too, and if you just pulled up the stat sheet, you would only see the one sack, which wasn't on Rivers. But I think if you look at the game, you would see a game in which you guys made him very uncomfortable. It may not have resulted in sacks, but it did bring pressure and made him throw a lot of times before he wanted to or on the run.
Yeah, I think that was important. You know, obviously, you know, there's one thing of getting a sack. There's another thing if a quarterback's not going to allow a sack. Well, if you're not going to allow a sack, you can do it. I mean, if your objective is to not get sacked, you can do it. But you can't really make any plays. You can't hold the ball long enough to push the ball down the field. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to sort of put yourself at danger of getting sacked. And our defensive line made sure that they weren't going to hold the ball very long. And as a result, I think they only had really one pass on the day that was really a good long pass. And that actually was against an all-out blitz. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to affect the quarterback. One is make him throw before he's really ready. And if you consistently do that, teams aren't going to make a lot of plays down the field. I think on the other side of the ball, we did a good job of giving Matt time. We got sacked 3 times in the game, but they really didn't have an impact on the game. We were able to give Matt time to be able to push the ball down the field, including the very first play of the game. And I think we had 7 or 8 explosive plays. And obviously that was a big difference in that game.
Red zone defense as well can be a big part of taking the wind out of the other team. And you did a good job of that on Saturday.
Yeah, we stopped them 2 out of 3 times in the red zone. Our offense, I think, was 4 for 4 So that did play a big part in the game. You know, third down, red zone. You know, third down, we didn't do our best on defense. We were having problems getting gates. So he kept moving the chains on us, but they weren't really big plays. You know, they were, you know, third and eight, and they get 9 yards or 10 yards. Wasn't where we were getting big chunks, but our offense did a good job of keeping their drives alive, scoring in the red zone. You know, and I think obviously when you talk about points, you know, you don't want field goals, you want touchdowns, and our offense has that capability.
You're going to get questions this week about how you're going to play it against the Packers, and all around the league, people will be asking coaches if they're resting players this week. What's your thought? Because there's still a 5-6 seed possibility as you go into this weekend. There's room to move up.
Yeah, I mean, we have a game scheduled this week. We're going to do our very best to win it. You know, I think that's the way you approach every single week, and, you know, injuries and stuff like that. You know, when we get later in the week, we'll just side on stuff like that, but you know, we're not going home early tonight, we're not going home early tomorrow, we're not going to practice any different on Wednesday. You know, there's a consistency about what you do as a pro and the way we approach things as a team, and you can't change that from week to week.
Final thing, Coach, some of these fans didn't hear it a little bit earlier in the show. Stoney brought it up today at your press conference. You were 2-10 last year, and there were a lot of people questioning where it was going and things like that. You talked about it today, and I sensed when you did, a lot of pride, job not done. I don't want to even, you know, insinuate that, but a lot of pride in what has happened with this organization. You came in here with an 0-16 team with a vision, and you've stayed steady with that vision.
Well, it's very difficult to stay the course in the NFL when you're not experiencing success, and it's probably the hardest thing to do in sports. And to know that you're on the right track and not panic and not react or overreact or even underreact. But, you know, even at 2-10 last year, we knew what we had in our quarterback. We knew where we were going as a team. We knew how we were playing against certain opponents. And if we knew that if we also stayed on track, if we stuck to our plan, that we would see results. We did at the end of the year last year. And then this year, you know, we started fast. We had some rough spots in the middle of the year. But, you know, we didn't fire anybody. We didn't change schemes. We didn't panic and overreact. You know, we stuck with it, and I think, you know, that we're seeing the results of that right now, and also seeing the results of having a quarterback that's ready to lead this franchise, or obviously ready, but he's going to lead this franchise for a long time and lead us to a lot of wins.
Well, we all saw it on Saturday, and it was fun. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, everybody, coming out here and spending some time with us. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck as you get set for the Packers, and we'll look forward to seeing you out at the park this week. We're going to take a break. Come right back. KVB in the house. We'll talk with Kyle when we return. We're live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown.
Stoney and Bill, mornings.
Coming up Tuesday at 6:42, are we really as bad at this as everyone says we are? And at 8:02, was the pain of it worth it for Lion fans? We'll talk to you Tuesday morning.
Stoney and Bill, mornings 5:30 to 10. 97.1, the
ticket. Weingart. Everything from lawn to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkson, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
Minor aches and pains sometimes come and go, but shoulder, hip, or knee pain can become unbearable over time. Thankfully, Oakwood's nationally recognized orthopedics program offers Joint Class 101, a free seminar. You'll learn more about your pain, its causes, and your many choices to get relief. To register, call 800-543-WELL or visit oakwood.org. Oakwood, we specialize in you.
Hi, I'm a football fan, and I need tickets to the game.
And I'm a football fan with tickets I can't use. Stupid client dinner. Stupid
so where do we go to find each other?
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Stupid traffic school.
That's
stupid
right. I get in the game, no sweat.
And I get paid automatically without having to mail or ship my tickets. Stupid witness relocation program.
Really?
Ticketmaster sends your official resale tickets via email.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So if you're like one of us...
and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets...
go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
The Big Mac, yo. It rides in limos. It has impeccable taste. Every side is its good side. It's been sighted everywhere from Vegas to Hotlanta. It never dines alone. Ravenous fans, it has them. There's nothing like the taste of the Big Mac sandwich. Also, the Mac Snack Rat is in the house for a limited time. So hurry into McDonald's. The simple joy of famous flavor. At participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
The two guys in there thinking of stuff, a Hungry Howie's radio ads.
You know what the secret to any good radio ad is?
Enlighten me.
Accents. Observe. I could easily say get a $5, $10, $15, or $20 meal deal from Hungry Howie's. But add an accent and...
you know what I love, matey? Hungry Howie's $5, $10, $15, and $20 doubloon meal deals are...
pizza for pirates. Brilliant.
Well, I do declare. I simply adore Hungry Howie's $5, $10, $15, and $20 meal deals. Oh, my.
A Southern Belle. Just what the brand needs.
Hey, mama. Get a meal deal from Hungry Howie's. Don't be a hound. Dog.
Is your goal not to sell pizzas?
Hilarious. Guess who this one is? I'm a big dumb ad guy, and I'm too cool for accents.
It's you.
Deals worth accentuating. Oh, that's an idea. Visit the home of flavored crust pizza to get a $5, $10, $15, or $20 meal deal.
Hungry?
Howie's!
My love affair with burgers began at Big Boy, where they've been doing burgers better than anyone for 75 years now. Big Boy and fries, that's my go-to. So when I heard about these new Burger Lovers burgers, well, let's just say I tried all five in 24 hours. My favorite place just got more favorite-er.
Your new favorite burgers are here. Burger Lovers Burgers. Big, bold, burgery. Made with fresh, never frozen patties and a bun full of flavor.
It's your Big Boy.
When you open a beer and the night gets better, it must be Blue Light. So you open a beer and the night gets better because you're all at your buddy's lake house. Must be Blue Light. He opens a beer and the night gets better because you're at his lake house and the girls want to play strip poker. Must be Blue Light. Someone opens a beer and the night gets better because you're at the lake house. The girls are playing strip poker. One girl has a commanding lead and you and the guys are just spectators. Blue Light. Better beer, better times.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is how we do it.
Reggie, check out this status update. Santa just uploaded a photo album.
I thought he was at a toy conference in Cleveland.
Last time I checked, they don't parasail in Cleveland. Look at these pictures. Claus is getting his groove on at a pool party. And he's drinking a Pepsi?
Ooh, that looks yummy.
Reggie, he's supposed to be drinking Coke.
Actually, that's just his December gig. When Santa's on vacation, he drinks Pepsi.
If the tabloids get a hold of this, they'll have a field day.
Pull the candy canes out of your ears, Milton. It's not a secret. Claus loves drinking Pepsi in the summer.
We should call the big man right now and get him to take these pictures down.
Milton, look what Claus's Twitter feed says.
Chillaxin' with a Pepsi?
That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Look, another photo from Santa.
OMG! Blitzen drinking Pepsi in a hammock?
What's happening?
Milton, my elf, I think you need a vacation.
This is how we do it.
Summertime is Pepsi time.
This is how we do it.
Happy holidays from 97.1, The Ticket. This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1, The Ticket. With your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown, Lions Review. Jim Schwartz, our guest for the first half hour, joined now by Kyle VandenBosch, everybody. Great to have him here. It's a great crowd tonight.
Yeah. Huh?
Great to see everybody smiling in the holiday spirit, and I think you guys had something to do with that. That was... You know what? When you have a big moment and you have an opportunity, you want to deliver, and you guys did that. That had to feel great as a team.
It sure did. I mean, you couldn't ask for just a better feeling, a better environment. I mean, coming home, clinching the playoffs, I mean, this it was good. I mean, it's great to do it, period, but it was great to do it at home for our fans. And the moment we shared with the fans after the game and just the joy and the excitement, it was just one of those moments as a player you'll never forget.
And I know you've been here for a couple of years, but I know you've got the feel for just how much this means to people and what they've endured and the heartache and the 0-16 and all of those things that have happened. And just kind of talk me through what you saw in the fans as you walked around the outside of that field and were able to slap five, you know, doing a 360 before you went to the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting moment because it was just a mutual showing of respect. I mean, the fans were thanking us as players, but it was really our moment to thank them. Because, like you said, I've only been here for less than 2 years, and I appreciate these fans here so much. And, I know they've endured a lot over the last 10 years, and it's been a long time since we've been back in the playoffs. And but, you know, even last year, we started off, you know, not very strong, and the fans were there, and the fans were supporting us. And we've had, in my opinion, we have one of the, if not the best home field advantage right now. It's so loud, and the fans are great, and it gives us not only just that advantage of the crowd noise, but it helps us get fired up, and it helps us get excited on game day.
I know they appreciate you as much as you appreciate them, and the things that you've done to help change the culture and change the attitude here. Talk to me about what it showed you about this team to be able to handle that on Saturday. And not just handle it, but go out there and rock the house and beat them 38-10.
Yeah, I mean, it was, exactly. It was good to not, I mean, just to have a complete game and to beat a really good team in a really big moment. And there were so many players that, in our biggest game, you know, especially this year, but probably that this team has had a long time, our really good players stepped up. I mean, it was great to see Matthew step up and deliver and just play the way he played. And, you know, I know what he's gone through the last couple of years, and everybody believed in him and know he's a great quarterback and a great leader for this team. For him to do what he did, and, you know, Calvin, there was a lot of big moments in that game yesterday with Calvin and, you know, Brandon and Jason Hansen, and Cliff had a big play at the end of the game, and, you know, so many things that I personally will remember, but a lot of our players will remember from that game.
You're at the point now where the games only get bigger as you go on from here. What does it mean to your team? And we'll talk about some of the specifics from yesterday's game, but what does it mean to have that? You know, we talked earlier about having the comebacks in your back pocket. Now you have a performance like that in your back pocket from Saturday. What does that mean moving forward?
I think one of the things Green Bay showed last year is as important as playing well early in the year, it's more important to peak late in the year and to play your best football going into the playoffs. And you know, just a dominating, convincing victory. And to not have to backdoor our way into the playoffs and to handle it ourselves. I mean, there's we just feel good about where we're at and have a lot of confidence going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's nice when you see the little type online or in the paper or something like that where it says, you know, Lions playoff scenarios. At the very top it says, in with a win, and then there's like 10 things that also can get you in.
Right.
You guys handle business on your own.
Yeah, I've been there before where you have to hope certain things happen, certain teams have to win, and it's not a great situation, and you know, it's gone both ways for me, and one time got in, one time I didn't, and it's nice to handle your own business and get in that way.
Nice thing, too, you did it against a red-hot team. I mean, they came in, I talked to Coach about it. I mean, heck, right off the bat, they had scored on their opening possession for 7 straight games. You guys shut them down, get the football back. You were dealing with a guy who is not only one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL, but who historically has been very good in December.
Right. I think the week before, I think they scored on their first six drives, and they looked unstoppable and looked like they were peaking at the right time. And, you know, that's – talk about just a personal past. I've never beaten Phillip Rivers. I mean, he had beaten me in the regular season, and he knocked me out of the playoffs when I was in Tennessee 2 years in a row. And, you know, he's clutch, especially late in the year. And so, yeah, I mean, if – it was good because it came against a really good team that had been playing really good football.
Only sack of the day yesterday came on a play that you were a big part of. Running back got the football, was going right, and I think he was going to attempt to throw it back to the quarterback. Then they're going to throw it downfield. You stayed home with Rivers. Then if you go back and look at the replay, Rivers looks at the back and he just waves his arms back and forth and says, "Do not throw it." That was a big play.
Yeah, you know, we had done a lot of things. The teams had run a lot of reverses, and they've run a lot of reverses my way, and we've got different rules based upon secondary and coverages, and, you know, just studying film, I know that if my guard pulls and my tackle doesn't hinge back, that a reverse was coming, but it wasn't reversing, but it was a misdirection play coming back at me, and just, you know, I happened to read it, and I guess I told him that it wasn't going to work today. So, yeah, it was nice.
Did you mention that on the field to him?
Yeah. I think everybody took turns talking smack to Phillip Rivers because you can see he does it to – I mean, he did it the whole game. He's actually a fun quarterback to play against. He's the only quarterback I've ever played against that will talk smack to D linemen the whole game.
So he starts it a lot of times. It's not like you have to begin it.
No question.
Because I think if there's an enduring vision fans have of Phillip Rivers, it's him just in that – face through the hell, just yapping. I mean, he's a big talker.
Yeah, yes.
But he's a guy that also can play, and you guys did a great job against him. And I thought one of the things we talked to Coach about it, again, the only sack was on that play that we mentioned a moment ago, but you made him uncomfortable. He was not able to sit back there, have the time he wanted. He had to throw it before he wanted a number of times, and he also had to throw on the run, which is, for any quarterback, going to be a lot less comfortable.
Yeah. You know, it was important for us to get pressure in his face, not let him step up in the pocket. I mean, we didn't get as many hits as we would have liked. We obviously didn't get the sack numbers we would like. But, you know, part of our job is to affect the game and not let it affect his timing. And you could see that their timing, their offense was out of sync really from the start. And, you know, they're really – if he wasn't comfortable, their offense wasn't in a flow, and I think that was a big part of the game.
Yeah, I think Coach mentioned it too. I thought your secondary was terrific. Brandy pointed it out during the game that Spivey and Harris both did a good job. Coach echoed that a couple of minutes ago. And, you know, you get a guy like 80, you know, who they target 13 times.
Right.
And he catches six balls, but for the most part, you hold him in check. That's a day's work because he's a heck of a football player.
Yeah, they're really the receiving core. I mean, you know, they're all like 6'5", 245.
It's a basketball team.
Exactly.
And Rivers is 6'5".
Yeah, exactly. They look impressive, especially on offense. I mean, they got some specimens, and it can present problems, especially, you know, with Rivers and his ability to work the ball down the field and the receiver's ability to go up and get some jump balls. And, we did a great job on the back end of covering. I mean, because even – you can do just about everything right, but if quarterbacks are throwing jump balls, I mean, obviously you can see what, you know, Matt and Calvin do. I mean, oftentimes their coverage is perfect, but Matt puts a ball up and Calvin goes and gets it, and that's what they're capable of doing, and we didn't let them come down with those balls.
Hang in there 1 second, Kyle. We're going to take a break, come right back, talk about the Packers game coming up, look ahead as well. Kyle VandenBosch in the house, everybody. Lions Review live from Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the Coffee Bar Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Football season's just around the corner, and it's time to go deep. deep dish, that is. Cottage Inn, a proud sponsor of the Detroit Football Lions. Right now, get a large gourmet pizza for only $10.99. Just stop in at any one of our 75 convenient locations and mention you want the Lions special. Cottage Inn, serving you with a smile since 1948.
I'm a football fan, and I need tickets to the game.
And I'm a football fan with tickets I can't use. Stupid client dinner. Stupid
so where do we go to find each other?
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace of the NFL. Stupid traffic school.
That's right. I get in the game no sweat.
And I get paid automatically without having to mail or ship my tickets. Stupid witness relocation program.
Really?
Ticketmaster sends your official resale tickets via email.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So if you're like one of us...
and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets...
go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
Right in Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Hi, I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Right in Philippus. We're proud to be Michigan's largest home health care provider, but we didn't achieve that distinction overnight. For more than 60 years, we've been working hard to make people's lives better and easier. Whether it's a custom-made knee brace, diabetic supplies, portable oxygen, or a wheelchair lift, we are uniquely prepared to provide the personalized care you expect and deserve. We have more locations and offer more products than any other local company. No one can match our variety of customized services, and no one accepts more insurance plans. Right in Philippus is truly your complete one-stop home health care solution. If you or a loved one need anything for home health care, know that you can trust Right in Philippus.
Right in Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
Hey, it's Mike Rowan. I bet you're doing a lot of driving around this holiday season, hitting all the malls, picking up relatives at the airport, buzzing all over town. Well, while you're out and about, why not buzz into the Ford year-end celebration featuring the best holiday offers and check out a car that gets 40 miles per gallon. Yeah, Ford has three. Fiesta or Focus can get you up to 40 miles per gallon on the highway, and Fusion Hybrid, 41 in the city. With that kind of mileage, you can hit every mall in town. It's the Ford year-end celebration, the best holiday offers, and you'll keep on saving down the road and all over town.
Now, lease a 2012 Focus SE for just $189 a month for 27 months with $2,108 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Lease. Payments vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by January 3rd. See dealer for qualifications and details. Mileage is EPA estimated. Focus or Fiesta SE with SFE package. See your local Ford dealer.
Detroit Pistons basketball. One more reason when you think of sports, you think of Detroit's number one sports station.
97.1 The Ticket.
This is the Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1 The Ticket. With your host, Dan Miller.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Hopping tonight. Very nice to see. Great to see all you out here sporting your Honolulu Blue gear. And Lions, of course, getting set for a final game of the regular season coming up against the Packers this week. You mentioned how pleased you were and how gratifying it was to see what Matthew did this past weekend in a big game. Look, you've been around this league a long time. You've played against some great quarterbacks. Talk to me about the growth that you've seen from him and just where you think he's headed as a pro, because that was a heck of a game.
Yeah. You know, I think probably the most impressive thing to me about him is just his poise. I mean, the way he's bounced back from so many things. You know, he's just had a rough string of injuries the last couple of years, and for him to come back and take the reins of this team and really, I mean, this last week put the team on his back. I mean, he was just – I think as an athlete – sometimes you can get in a zone, and I think he's in it right now. And I think, you know, I'm glad to be on the same team as him because, I'm really glad we don't have to prepare against a guy who's as hot as he is right now.
Bottom line, too, I mean, if you want to be a big-time team in this league, unless you have that, I like to say, unless you have that 85 Bears defense or that 99 Ravens defense, you better have a big-time quarterback.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's... Hey, there's no way to defend against, I mean, the way he played on Saturday and what Calvin Johnson's doing. I mean, like I said, you can have the perfect coverage, you can plaster guys, but we have so many weapons, and he's doing a great job of finding them.
All right, talk to me. Final game of the year against Green Bay coming up this week. The Packers don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to play it. I anticipate they'll probably rest some guys, but chances are, depending upon what happens tonight, and even with if Atlanta wins tonight, you guys could still be playing for that fifth seed. And Jim certainly acted like you guys are playing this to win it. You guys are going to Green Bay to win a game, which this franchise hasn't done since 1991.
Right. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, we've exercised a lot of demons this season and broken a lot of bad streaks. It would be another good one to break. And, you know, as a competitor and on a team full of competitors and obviously a head coach and a coaching staff full of competitors, you know, I'm sure we're going to give it our all this week and do everything we can to win that game.
You know, one thing I said to Coach as well is, you know, people are obviously excited about making the playoffs, and that's a big deal. But even more than that, you guys are good. You're going to the playoffs, and you got a chance to do something. This isn't just about getting to a game a week from Saturday. This is about making some noise and going a long way.
Absolutely. You know, what we've done now is we've punched our ticket. We've given ourselves a chance, and just recent history has shown that that's all you need. You need to get in. You don't need to be a top seed. You don't need to have a first-round bye. You don't need to have home field advantage. You just need to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, Green Bay made the playoffs in the final day of the season last year and almost didn't, and they win a Super Bowl. Look, outside of Allen Park, there's going to be all sorts of talk about scenarios this week and what you guys need to have happen in first-round matchups and stuff like that. Jim made the point during his press conference today. You're going to have to play them all anyway. It really right. doesn't matter. You're going to have to beat the best teams if you want to ultimately right. get where you want to be.
Right. I don't think I don't think you hope for certain draws, and I don't think one you're lucky if you get one draw or, you know, there's a best-case scenario. I mean, it's, you know, when you get to the playoffs, it's the 12 best teams, and you're going to have to, like you said, if you want to be the best and you want to end up at the top, you're going to have to beat them all anyway.
Final thing, where do you guys have to get better defensively as you move into the final week of the season and out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we need to continue. I mean, we've done a lot to we've put a lot into the personnel of our defensive line. We're expected to dominate games, take over games, and when games become more important, we need to put the team on our backs, and I think that's what we need to do as we go into the end of the season and the playoffs.
Kyle VandenBosch, everybody, give him a hand. We appreciate his time out here tonight. That's going to do it for us. Lions Review History for this evening. We'll be back again next week. Pistons basketball coming up next. The one, the only, Matt the Diesel Derry, as they get set to open up against Indiana. Enjoy it. Good night, everybody.
As guys, we just want the facts. Here's one. Last year, over 100,000 men chose to get an annual physical at Oakwood. Why? Oakwood specializes in men's health, including cardiology, orthopedics, urology, and annual physicals. Oakwood makes it easy to schedule an appointment or find a doctor if you don't have one. Call 800-543-WELL or visit oakwood.org. Oakwood, we specialize in you.
My love affair with burgers began at Big Boy, where they've been doing burgers better than anyone for 75 years now. Big Boy and fries, that's my go-to. So when I heard about these new Burger Lovers burgers, well, let's just say I tried all five in 24 hours. My favorite place just got more favorite-er.
Your new favorite burgers are here. Burger Lovers Burgers. Big, bold, burgery. Made with fresh, never frozen patties and a bun full of flavor.
It's your Big Boy.
Hey, it's Mike Rowan. I bet you're doing a lot of driving around this holiday season, hitting all the malls, picking up relatives at the airport, buzzing all over town. Well, while you're out and about, why not buzz into the Ford year-end celebration featuring the best holiday offers and check out a car that gets 40 miles per gallon. Yeah, Ford has three. Fiesta or Focus can get you up to 40 miles per gallon on the highway, and Fusion Hybrid, 41 in the city. With that kind of mileage, you can hit every mall in town. It's the Ford year-end celebration, the best holiday offers, and you'll keep on saving down the road and all over town.
Now, lease a 2012 Focus SE for just $189 a month for 27 months with $2,108 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Lease. Payments vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by January 3rd. See dealer for qualifications and details. Mileage is EPA estimated. Focus or Fiesta SE with SFE package. See your local Ford dealer.
Weingarts! Weingarts! Everything from lawn to snow!
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkson, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
When you open a beer and the night gets better, it must be Blue Light. So you open a beer and the night gets better because you're at your buddy's house watching the game. Must be Blue Light. He opens a beer and the night gets better because you're all watching the game and boom, a puck flies into the stands. Must be Blue Light. Then someone opens a beer, and your night gets better because, boom, a puck flies into the stands and, hey, isn't that your boss getting carried out on a stretcher? Hello, week off. Blue Light. Better beer, better times.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show was brought to you by the 2011 Ford F-150, built Ford tough, by Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the Detroit Lions, and by Labatt, cheer till you're blue, on Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket.